For the managing editor of UtahPolicy.com, it was a rather ho-hum year. Brian Schott says missing this session were a lot of the message bills and some of the social issues that can heat up the debate.
I was surprised we didn't have more of the social warfare battles, seeing that this was an election year. But I think lawmakers made the right call in declining to address same-sex marriage and the religious liberty laws, basically just calling a ceasefire while they wait to see what happens with Amendment 3. They just basically wanted no part of that, so they decided to end both of those efforts. And I think that that was the right call, and it was just basically a mundane business-as-usual legislature. They accomplished some stuff. They left a lot of stuff undone, as they usually do. And, you know, they like to talk a lot about the federal government kicking the can down the road, but that's what they did with a lot of stuff, and waiting to see what happens and waiting for more developments and more information.
Lawmakers did a bit to deal with cleaning up Utah's dirty air, but a far cry from what was originally proposed. In all, there were some 25 clean air proposals, according to Heal Utah. Of those, 7 were never introduced or tabled without a vote. 3 others failed in a committee or in a full chamber vote. But those that remained, about 15, were still an improvement compared to the 1 to 3 bills that have been filed in recent years.
You know, there were more than a dozen bills that they proposed. A lot of them got through with some major changes. One that comes to mind is Patrice Aaron's bill that would have completely banned the use of wood-burning stoves. They took the enforcement measure out of that, but they did like raising public awareness. So the big ones were probably the move of Stericycle, the medical incinerator out of North Salt Lake to Tooele, and they put a 2-mile buffer zone around the new site for that. So they did make some work on air quality, but if you were expecting them to do anything landmark, that wasn't going to happen, simply because, as I've said before, most of the pollution in the Salt Lake Valley comes out of the tailpipes of cars.
Industry, he added, is only responsible for about 30% of the problem. Warming our homes and feeding our electrical needs accounts for about 10%. 60% of the problem, he says, comes out of our tailpipes.
Until people really start to make some changes, and that's moving over to alternative fuels, finding some other ways to reduce emissions, this is something that we're going to have to live with. So if you're looking for the legislature to lead out on this, they're probably not going to do it.
The multi-million-dollar initiative to put an electronic device into every Utah student's hand died for a lack of funding. But Schott says just like last year, some very basic education needs were funded.
Most of that you're not going to see it in the classrooms. It's going to go to health insurance premiums, and it's going to go to retirement benefits. So most of that's not going to happen. They did put some money in to fund growth, about $65 million, which will account for about 10,000 students in school. So they did fund growth, but we're still not up to pre-recession levels because they didn't fund growth at all from the time of the Great Recession up until about a couple of years ago. So we're still not up to pre-recession levels funding growth. So teachers are still going to have to do more with less.
Finally, even with a scathing report on the activities of former Attorney General John Swallow, lawmakers didn't make any sweeping ethics and campaign finance reporting changes.
But when it came down to it, a lot of the reforms that they were looking at, they realized also applied to them. And Utah lawmakers do not like to put limits on themselves. So we didn't see any significant limits on campaign finance reform. Sure, they have to report some things a little more stringently, but did they put caps on it? No, they didn't do that at all. So, you know, lawmakers very, very loath to impose restrictions on themselves. They love to talk about campaign finance reform. They love to talk about ethics reform. But when it comes down to it, they don't want to restrict their own behaviors.
Brian Schott is the managing editor of UtahPolicy.com. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.